You've got questions. We've got answers. Welcome to Ask the Experts on 570 News. Advice and tips from the people who really know. Now here's your host, Dave Callender.
Well, welcome to another edition of Ask the Experts. It's Neil Adams filling in for Dave Callender today. And we have a two-hour Ask the Experts show. The first hour, Matt McLean is in studio from the Hater Group, one of the owners of the Hater Group. Say hello, Matt.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Neil.
So we're going to talk solar energy for the next hour and how people can make money from solar energy. Talk a little bit about the history of the Hater Group, because the thing that I find interesting is you've been around since 1952, but you're into solar energy, geothermal, just from a quick glance at the website. And I don't think those things have been, have they been around since 1952?
Yeah, actually those in their infancy. Okay. Our company itself, we started as a plumbing company back in 1952. It was a small two-man shop, evolved into second-generation family business now, evolved from plumbing into heating, air conditioning. So we did all your traditional heating, air conditioning work. And then about 30 years ago, we're early adopters of geothermal technology and started installing that in different residential rural homes. Okay. And we're some of the early adopters to that. And since then, we've installed about 3,500 residential geothermal systems between Windsor and Toronto. And we've become a leader in that. So we got into solar thermal from there, and then that kind of naturally evolved into solar PV. And that's photovoltaics or solar panels that produce electricity.
So I think, I guess things are really going well then. This whole green movement that we've seen over the past 20, 25 years is really helping you guys out.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot of incentives and things over the last several years. There was the Eco Energy Retrofit Grants that really boosted geothermal adaptation, and people were actually realizing that it was a viable technology. So now we're installing geothermal without any government incentives, anything like that, because it still can be the most cost-effective energy source you can have for heating and cooling your home.
Okay. Well, let's talk about solar panels. You talked about how they started in their infancy way back when. Now, obviously, the technology has been perfected and is, I would assume, always being perfected.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why you see the cost of equipment's been coming down considerably, especially over the last 5 years. But solar panels have been around for 50 years plus. The first, sharp calculator with a little solar cell in it was decades ago. And the technology's just been evolving steadily since then. And even now, we use a lot of the same base components in the solar cells that were invented, 50 years ago.
And units are getting smaller and smaller?
Yeah, so units are getting smaller and more watts per square foot. So that's sort of what the efficiency of a solar panel is measured in, is how many watts you can squeeze out of any surface area of panels. And that is what's been drastically increasing over the last 20 years, at the same time that costs have been coming down, so that right now you can actually get in certain places in the U.S. and that where there's a little bit more sun than we have in southern Ontario here, and you can actually be cost-effective to install solar panels from day one and produce your electricity that way for competing with what you could buy it from the grid.
So talk a little bit about the different programs. I mean, you mentioned the fact that there was incentives, and now there's no longer incentives, and people are still doing this.
Yeah, so that was incentives for geothermal that were available with the Eco Energy Retrofit Grants. Now there's incentives available for the Microfit program, it's called. That's hosted by the Ontario Power Authority, and basically it's a 20-year contract that you can get. If you install solar panels on your roof, every bit of electricity that you produce from those panels will be sold back to the hydro grid. So you're basically investing in the panels on your roof and providing a return every month for yourself.
So and I guess the investment would be depending on what size you went with, depending on how big your roof is.
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest system you're allowed to do under this program on a residential setting is 10 kilowatts, which takes up about 800 square feet of surface area on your roof.
Okay.
So depending on the amount of roof you've got, the obstructions, chimneys, vents, things like that, and if you've got any shading from trees, those are all things that we take into account when we put together a proposal for someone to let them know how much it's going to cost, how much it could produce off of that rooftop for you.
Let's talk about the Microfit program and how does it work?
Yeah, so the Microfit program, first step, you have to submit an application to the Ontario Power Authority and get approval to be able to basically issue one of the contracts and install a project. So the first thing we would do is take a look at your property, see if it is a viable option. If you're in the middle of a forest surrounded by trees with no sunlight, it's probably not going to be a good idea for you. But once we take a look at that, we would design a system for you, put together all the proposals so that you know exactly what the business case is for your roof. At that point, if you decide to go ahead with the system, you apply. It takes about a month or two to get a contract from the government approved. And then at that time, you've got 6 months to actually install your project. And if you don't install by that 6 months, it just expires and you could reapply at another time. So there's no cost or anything to do the application work up front. Our company takes care of all that for you because it's government paperwork. It's not easy at
not
all.
Not fun.
Not fun. And they like to terminate applications if you have any spelling errors, anything like that. So we take care of all that for our customers. And then at that point, if you've got an approved contract, you need to get a building permit, electrical permit, and then we can go ahead and install the panels and get connected to the grid.
And is it as easy as you say that is? I mean, 6 months, does it take that long to install a system, depending on how big or small?
Well, it's relatively quick on the installation. What takes a while is all the paperwork and the approval. So just to from the time you apply, the Ontario Power Authority has up to 60 days before they even issue you a contract. And then your local hydro company has to approve you for connection to the grid, and they can take up to 90 days. So most of them are quite quick. But in all reality, they have up to 5 months until you could even be issued the contract. And then you'd be looking at about another month for engineering and building permits and everything. So it's a slow process, but when you're looking at a significant investment on your rooftop, you want to make sure that you've done your due diligence, and it gives you a lot of time to know that you're working with the right company and doing the right, making the right decision.
And obviously the Hayter Group, one of those good companies. On the web at the Hayter Group with a Y, H-A-Y-T-E-R group.com. You can also call 1-877-429-8377, and that's 1-877-Hayter with a Y. In studio is Matt McLean from the Hayter Group. If you have any questions, comments regarding solar energy, if this is something that you've been thinking of, putting solar panels on your roof, give us a call, 519-570-2545, out of town, 1-800-570-2545. Do you get paid for power that you don't use yourself?
Yeah, so a lot of people initially think the old programs that you could do, you could install panels on your rooftop, and most of that power would be used for your own home, and then everything that you it was in excess of that would be sold back to the grid. But the MicroFit program actually works differently, where all of your power produced from the solar panels is separately metered.
Okay.
So on your house, you have your current hydro meter. You get a second hydro meter put right next to that that measures everything from the solar. So every month, you still receive a hydro bill as if nothing changed, but you receive a check for every single bit of power you've produced off of those panels. So it makes it a little bit more easy of an investment to assess, so you know that everything, you don't have to worry about when you're doing laundry or how much power you're using to if that's going to dictate how much you're going to get paid every month. It's a one-time purchase. You put it up on your rooftop, and it just pays you every month for everything it produces.
And I guess keeping it separate it makes it a little bit easier to track that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing is with keeping it separate, you're selling the power at a higher rate than you're buying power back for. So you're getting the maximum benefit of that rate that they're giving you for that power. The other benefit, a lot of people think about having the power and using it in their own home. In order to do that, you have to have batteries. It's nice with these types of systems that you don't require any batteries. They're connected to the hydro grid, so anytime you're producing power, it's sent out that way. And it saves you a lot of extra cost and maintenance and everything that comes along with batteries.
And anytime the sun is shining, you're making money, which on a day like today is fantastic.
Exactly, yeah. So these last couple of days, everybody's quite happy, especially when they start to stretch out into the winter months. Because there is a vast difference, obviously, in how much you're producing month to month in the summer versus in the winter months.
Okay.
So these late falls, if we have these good weather, it makes people a lot happier every time the sun shines.
Not too happy in the summertime when it was cloudy and not looking so good, but making their money back with this beautiful fall that we're having. We're going to take a quick break. Ask the Experts will continue. Matt McLean in studio from the Hayter Group. We're talking solar. If you have solar questions, 519-570-2545, the number locally. Out of town, you can get us 1-800-570-5715. And if you're driving around, enjoying this nice weather today, and you're hearing this conversation, we're hands-free at Star 570. Neil Adams in for Dave Callender. You're listening to Ask the Experts. Well, welcome back to Ask the Experts. Neil Adams in studio for Dave Callender, who is off this weekend. Joining me in studio, Matt McLean with the Hayter Group. That's Hayter, H-A-Y-T-E-R, talking solar panels. Taking your solar questions, should you have any. I believe, do we have a phone call? We do have a phone call. We will get to that in a second. I'll give the numbers out. 519-570-2545, the number locally. Out of town, 1-800-570-5715. Hands-free, we're at Star 570 on your cell phone. And Matt, Paul is on the line. How you doing today, Paul? So what's your question for Matt?
I'm just curious if there's any sort of a solution or option for a condo or apartment dwellers, more for the, say, fault tolerant, like a backup for power outage.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting question there, Paul. As far as the microfit program or anything that we've been talking here, that is not possible, unfortunately, to be able to done on a condo, unless it is one where you own the property yourself. That's sort of the technicalities of it. They only allow you to have a microfit contract on property that's owned in your personal name. But as far as a backup power solution goes, I've always thought of condos, you get potential. I don't know what your regulations would be on mounting panels to outside balconies or anything like that. You'd have to deal with your own individual condo corporation to see on that. But there are little cheap systems that you can have with your own small battery backup that you could potentially wire up a small circuit in your house, depending on the amount of surface area you've got out there and how much sun you can actually have hitting those panels. That'll dictate, you know, how much of a load you can support inside with that battery backup. But definitely the technology exists. But what I'd be concerned about is the regulations by the condo itself on how you can actually mount that stuff.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for the call today, Paul. Appreciate that. 1-800-570-5715, the number out of town, 519-570-2545, the number locally. On your cell phone, *570, if you're out and about enjoying this great day. You kind of touched on it, Matt, before the break, about, you know, you get that check every month. And is that something that for the amount of time that you're in that home that has this this installation on its roof, you would just get that monthly check? Year in, year out?
Yeah, so it's a 20-year contract you actually get with the government. So it's guaranteed for 20 years you're going to be getting that check every month. After the 20 years, nobody really knows exactly what's going to happen. But in all reality, they're likely going to just extend your contract, but at a renegotiated rate, which will be dependent on what money is worth at that point 20 years from now, what hydro rates are sitting at and everything. But we're always using more power than, you know, year over year over year.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, equipment gets larger, TVs get larger, people use more power in their homes. I foresee that the government will definitely still want that power to be sold back to the grid, but at that point you'd be renegotiating some sort of contract with them. But the technology itself, it's got 25-year warranties on the production from the panels, guaranteeing they'll be at least 80% efficient after 25 years. So you've still got a lot of power left in that equipment after the 20-year contract. And worst case scenario, you could always route that into your own house with a battery bank or something like that to utilize that power.
Which is kind of what Paul was talking about there, except you take it from the condo situation to your house.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's talk about if you don't want to stay in that contract. You know, you mentioned that it's 20 years. You decide, okay, this isn't really working out for whatever reason.
Yeah, so chances are you're going to want to stay in the contract because it's a good, great contract. It's a great return on your investment. But if for some reason 10 years from now hydro prices skyrocketed and you thought, well, I could actually use this power myself for cheaper than selling it back to them and be more profitable for myself, at that point, you could always disconnect stuff, run it back into your own house. You have no obligation to produce power under the contract.
Okay.
They just have an obligation to pay you for any power that you do sell to them. So if you ever have a power outage, or if you had, you know, worst case scenario, if your house was flooded or you had a tornado or something come through, and you're not obligated to be producing any power at that time. So you can get out of that contract at any time.
So it's a contract in your favor then.
Exactly, yeah. So everything works in your benefit. A lot of the government set up the rules and everything so that tax benefits as far as property tax, income tax, everything, all benefit this program quite well for you.
And let's talk about the fact that you're going to be doing some different info sessions around. I saw that you had one this past week in Waterloo at Rim Park. Let's talk a little bit about how that went.
Yeah, it was went fantastic. This is our second info session we've had at Rim Park. We had one before the winter there, and then before in the spring, we had an information session. And we've actually got a lot of jobs from that. We've been building those projects out over the last couple of months, and still even this month, we're building a lot in the North Waterloo area. And then we had another information session here, probably had about 30, 40 people came out. And it's nice because the whole program there is, you know, insurance issues, there's tax issues, a lot of things that you can't really have in a 5-minute conversation with people. So That's why we like to do events like this, have those. This radio show that we're doing right now helps people get a little bit more background information, which a 5-minute snippet can't really give you. So these information sessions give you from start to finish how the whole program works. And then from there, we can go out to your roof, put together a proposal for you, and see if it makes sense.
And I guess bringing you guys out to take a look at my roof, would that is there a quote for that I would get? Is that something that's free, or is there an obligation there?
Yeah, so there's no cost at all for us to come put a proposal together for you. That's the only way you can know if it makes sense or not.
Okay.
We don't expect you to know off the top if your roof is ideal or not. So we come out, put it together specific for your roof, so we take into account the orientation of the building, local weather conditions, any shading or trees or anything. Then we've got a tool we can put on the rooftop to actually quantify, you know, that tree there is costing you $200 a year in production. If you were to top off the top 10 feet, it would make this much more for you. So it really helps you have the most information in front of you possible to make an informed decision.
And how is there some houses that are better than others? I mean, is a house that's south facing liable to see more money? Everything else being equal, the direction of the home and obviously the roof, does that make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's part of what we put together in our proposal for you for your specific rooftop. But generally, a south facing roof at about a 712 roof pitch or about 35 degree angle,
okay,
is the maximum production you can get in this area of Ontario. Panels can go on southwest, southeast facing. We do plenty that are on east and west facing roofs. You can still get about 80-85% efficiency out of panels that are facing east or facing directly west. So it all depends on your own rooftop, and that's what we can quantify all that for you. But south facing would be the best.
How does one go about, what's the process? They give you a call, and how quickly does that work out?
Yeah, so basically, as soon as you call us, the first thing we do is check with your local utility company, because something we haven't touched yet here, but there are certain areas, primarily serviced by Hydro One out in the rural areas, where you can't get a grid connection.
Okay.
They simply said, we have too much solar power being produced here for how much people are using power out here. So typically, if you're in the city, there's no problem at all, but we still do a quick check with your hydro company. If you're out in the country, we do a little bit more detailed check to make sure you can actually do a project. And then if you can, we look at the property from aerial maps, everything, to give you some guidance. We'd set up an appointment within the next week. We'd be out at your house, checking it out, giving you a proposal on what the options are for you. So we have a bunch of different technologies you can use when it comes to your panel type or your inverter type. So we'll give you all those options to let you know which one's the best for your situation.
Let's talk about panel type. Is there some that are better than others? Car tires, for example, you know, there's a good, better, best when it comes to various car tires. Is that the same way with solar panels?
Yeah, absolutely. So the two major components of a system are your panels and your inverters.
Okay.
The panels are the workhorse. They just produce power. They don't do any thinking. The inverters are just the brain of the system. They control it, make sure that you're producing the right voltage, the right amperage, everything out of the system. So those, there's a good variance on all those. Most panels look the exact same. If you were to look at it on the roof, you can't tell the difference. But the biggest thing that comes from it is the manufacturer's name that backs it up. When it comes to the sealing of the panel and the long-term reliability of it, you want to make sure you're going with a manufacturer that you know is going to be around long-term, because most people offer the same 25-year, 80% performance warranty.
Mm-hmm.
But if the company's not here 10 years from now, that warranty is meaningless. So we like to work with some of the bigger name companies that are diversified, same as we're a diversified company, so we're a lot more reliable long-term. We like companies Sharp, Panasonic, who have been around for 100 years manufacturing electronics, and solar is just a small part of what they do. So we've got a lot of faith that they'll be around long term. And when it comes to inverters, there's many different types depending on your setup. So we'll always give you options of string inverters, micro inverters, where it's an independent inverter on every panel, and each have their pros and cons and different costs associated.
And I was going to say, obviously, that relates back to cost and how much you'd be willing to spend when it comes to putting a system on.
Exactly. So you can do base systems where, you know, there's a little bit of monitoring required by yourself to make sure everything's up and running. We have systems where they're completely passive monitoring. So it'll monitor every single panel independently and send us an email and send you an email immediately if there's ever a problem. It depends on the level of security you want. If you're going down south for winters and you want to make sure your system's up and running, then you can have more advanced monitoring on it that you can go onto a website and see every panel, how it's producing. So it all depends. We can do little battery backup systems off it as well for you if you're interested. If the grid power goes down and having a circuit that you can run in your house to keep fridges and things going, we also have inverters that we can plug those into as well.
Ask the Experts, Matt McLean from the Hayter Group. That's the Hayter Group with a Y, H-A-Y-T-E-R, in studio. 519-570-2545, the number locally. Out of town, you can get us 1-800-570-5715, and we're at hands-free star 570 on your cell phone. If you have any solar questions, maybe this is something that you've been thinking about, contemplating, especially when the weather is as nice as it is this past week. Maybe a solar power, making some money for yourself is something that is on your mind. Give us a call. Matt in studio for another half hour, taking your calls, questions, concerns regarding all things solar. This is Ask the Experts. It's Neil Adams filling in for Dave Callender. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back to Ask the Experts. 12:33 on a beautiful Saturday. The sun is shining, which is great for our in-studio guest, Matt McLean of the Hayter Group. The Hayter Group into geothermal. But we're talking about solar and solar panels being put up on your roof. And if you've been listening in, we talked about the fact that you this past week, the Hayter Group had an info session in Waterloo. You're also hosting one in Cambridge in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, absolutely. We got we've done a few information sessions in the region. We've done a couple in Cambridge before, and we've had great success there. So we're doing another one. It's Tuesday, October 29th at 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Cambridge. So we've hosted several there at that same location before and have had great interest. And it's a nice opportunity for everybody to get all the information in one place and one concise, you know, sort of one-hour presentation. You can learn pretty well from start to finish how the whole program works.
So if they're not listening to this program today, they can come out on October 29th at the Holiday Inn in Cambridge, kind of hear the same thing in a little bit more of a formal setting.
Exactly, yeah. We have a solar panel there on display so you can actually see what one physically feels like in real life, see some pictures of different jobs we've done, give you a little bit more of the visual aspect that you might not get today.
We've talked about the fact that these panels go on your roof. You can get a monthly check from the government. It's a 20-year contract and things like that. As a father of a young child, a young family, not a lot of money sitting around, extra money rather, sitting around in my bank account. How does the return on investment work?
Well, father of a young child is probably the most perfect time you could be thinking about this.
You're selling me.
Yeah, well, by the time I walk out of here today, you'll be coming with me. So, so the return on investment is one of the best you can get anywhere. Right now for, you know, you look at parking money in a RSP or GIC or anything like that, you may be averaging zero over the last 20 years on your returns. But you can make on this. The only variability is whether the sun shines or not, which over 20 years is quite consistent, has been for the last few billion. And you can make up to about $4,800 a year off of that roof. So about 16% return on your investment you can actually get up to, depending on obviously the quality of your roof and how many panels you can fit up there. But 10 to 15% is the typical return on investment you're looking at for most people. So system costs on the high end to be looking at that $4,800 a year, you're probably looking somewhere in the $30,000 to $35,000 range. Again, depending on the technology and everything you go with. Again, as you said, not everybody has $35,000 sitting in their bank account. So most banks, because it's a government-backed contract, the only variability is the sun shining. Most banks are quite keen to lend money on this program. So we've actually got a partnership with TD Financing Services.
Okay.
Well, they'll finance projects 100% of the project. You can even finance a new roof if you want to do that up front, or if you have any modifications, if you have to do any structural work or anything like that, you can bundle that package all in as one, and they'll finance the whole term, the whole project, and you can actually be cash flow positive from day one. So people installing a 10-kilowatt system can make up to, you know, $1,500, $1,600 a year after the cost of financing.
Okay.
By not putting any money down themselves.
And let's talk about the fact that you don't necessarily have to, you touched on it there briefly with the bank, and you can finance it leasing?
Yeah, so there are lease opportunities for rooftops and that. Right now, the program hasn't, the returns at the point that not as many lease options are out there available. It is still an option you can do, but in most cases, we put together the financing proposal for people to say, if you were to borrow at a unsecured loan, you're borrowing at this percentage rate, you're making this much a year in profit. But you can even get it right down into bundling it into your mortgage. So a lot of people will maybe use financing for a year until they're refinancing their mortgage,
okay.
Bundle the whole package in there at a really low interest rate, and then they're maybe borrowing money at 2-2.5% and making 10-15% off that money. So it's quite a good gap in your profit there.
Let's talk about what happens if you sell your property. You decide for whatever reason that you're going to move house.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, because nobody knows if they're going to be in their house for 20 years. A lot of people aren't in the city, especially about mm-hmm. 7 years. I think is the average turnover rate on a home. So the contract itself sticks with the property. So you can't unfortunately take the panels with you and put them on your new home, but you could get a new contract at the new home. But so it transfers to the next property owner. So the name on that contract always has to match the name on your property. So if you've used 5 years of that contract, then the next homeowner that purchases from you could still have 15 years of that income coming off of that system. So it's a great added on resale value of the property. It's definitely quite an add on because you know that it's going to return cash for you, which is perhaps better than other investments like insulation and windows and things like that, where it's a savings. This one actually pays you a check every month, which okay. A lot of people are quite interested in.
We're talking with Matt McLean from the Hayter Group. 519-570-2545, the number locally. 1-800-570-5715 out of town. Or you can get us hands-free at Star 570. If you have any questions when it comes to solar panels, putting up a project like this, the Hayter Group on the web at thehaytergroup.com. That's Hayter with a Y in it, Hayter. You can also get them on the phone, 1-877-429-8377. That's 1-877-HATERS, which is a great phone number for you guys.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I think we've had it for a long time.
let's talk about roofing materials. You mentioned the fact that people, if need be, can roll a new roof into a program like this. Is there something, driving around town, you see these infinity roofs, as they're somewhat called. Does the type of material that you currently have on your roof make a difference?
So we can put panels on any type of roof. We're actually doing a slate roof in Toronto right now, which is an old heritage home, which we're able to actually get solar panels on. I don't know how that one fit with the heritage requirements, but the energy efficiency is there. So I think that somehow won them over. But it's a slate roof, so you can do clay tiles, you can do wood shake, any type of, high-end specialty roofing you can work with. It all just comes down to designing it properly so that it's all weather sealed properly. But we like, steel roofs are fantastic, long life roofs that you know are going to be there, because the contract's 20 years, but the equipment could in all reality be up there for 30 or 40 years producing without having to have any maintenance on it. So if you can, why not have that long life roof underneath there to begin with? But if you've got asphalt shingles, that's what the majority of our jobs are on anyways. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're putting a new roof on, we advise put a longer life shingle on up front. Then you don't have to worry about ever taking that equipment off down the road.
And you touched on it there about maintenance costs. The fact that the equipment is 25 years, is there any kind of maintenance that somebody should be looking at on an annual basis every decade or so?
Yeah, so there's no regular maintenance requirements on the systems. The nice thing is with a lot of the monitoring we set up on jobs, we know immediately if there's a problem with the system. So it's nice passive monitoring. You don't have to be going out there checking everything over.
Okay.
But we would advise every few years to take a look out. We actually just recently had a job where squirrels built a nest underneath the panels, which we hadn't experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, keeping trees trimmed back from the panels. If you have trees, 20 years is a long time that are growing up. You might want to trim some of the limbs off or anything like that if they're causing shade on the panels. But typically there is no maintenance cost because the panels have no moving parts on them. They just simply sit there and produce electricity. There's nothing that wears or tears. So you don't have to worry about a long-term maintenance contract or anything like that. You will want to typically put insurance coverage on there. So we call that sort of your operating cost year over year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just to cover that extra value if you ever had, flood, fire, hailstorm, whatever it was, that destroyed the house and destroyed the roof, then you could have that covered under the insurance. So I should qualify on the hail there a little bit. Actually, since it was a hailstorm, I thought I'd shot myself in the foot. But hail, actually, they have to be tested at 1-inch hail at 80 kilometers an hour. So the hailstorm I'm talking about is football-sized hail perhaps coming down that could cause some damage.
You'd be more worried about your windows than the solar panels.
Exactly, yeah. So if it's not breaking the windshield in your car, it's not going to be damaging those solar panels. We've had it tested. We've had some cases down in Leamington where they had terrible hailstorms where, you've had that significant hail coming down so bad that it was denting all the roof steel in cars and all the sheet metal, but all the panels are completely intact.
I was just going to say, because you stole my next question there when it comes to insurance and things like that, is that they're made to last 25 years and they hold up pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why the warranties are great there. Like, if there's not a clear manufacturing flaw out of day one, the statistics are about 1 in 20,000 that a panel will fail, you know, between that first year and that 25-year warranty. So you can actually go out and see panels. We've seen ones in Toronto that have been installed for 35 years without any maintenance on them. They're still sitting up there producing. They're a lot less efficient because they're that, you know, 35-year-old panels compared to ones today, but they're still producing plenty of power out of them. And they say, why would you ever take them down if they keep producing power for you? And you've got more land space. They just put up a couple more and keep adding on to that and adding on to that.
You mentioned the, let's go back to the beginning. You mentioned the size. There is a certain size that you can get, that you can max out at when it comes to a project on your roof.
Yeah, so 10 kilowatts is the limit that the government allows you to do on a residential rooftop. If you're commercial buildings, factories, things like that, you can go much larger on systems, but then you're into the more complicated sort of commercial scale size of the program. Mm-hmm. On the microfit side, which is the residential, you know, small business size program, you're limited to about 40 panels at 250 watts per panel gives you 10 kilowatts.
Okay.
And a panel's about 3.5 by 5.5 feet, so that you can do some quick figuring on your own roof now based on those numbers. But typically you're about 800 square feet to get yourself a full 10 kilowatts. And anywhere from, you know, 3-4 kilowatt systems up to 10 kilowatts still give you a great return on your investment.
Okay, Matt McLean in studio for Ask the Experts from the Hayter Group. That's Hayter, H-A-Y-T-E-R. Taking your questions, answering your calls on all things solar. Beautiful day outside, so it's a nice symbiotic relationship today that we're having on the show. 519-570-2545, the number locally. Out of town, 1-800-570-5715. And we're at hands-free *570 on your cell phone. This is Ask the Experts. We'll continue to the top of the hour with Matt right here. Neil Adams filling in for Dave Callender. This is Ask the Experts on 570 News. Welcome back to Ask the Experts. Neil Adams in for Dave Callender today. You're listening on 570 News. In studio with me this hour is Matt McLean from the Hayter Group. We're talking about solar panels and their benefit to you. The Hayter Group on the web, on the internet, thehaytergroup, all one word, .com, and that's Hayter with a Y, H-A-Y-T-E-R. And Matt, let's talk about the fact that, well, you mentioned it briefly, but the rates are going down. So this is something where I guess the government has realized that there was a number of added benefits years and years and years ago, but the rates just keep going down. So it's better to get out there and do it now. Get this, if you're looking at doing solar panels on your roof, the sooner the better.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody looked into this program about 3 years ago or when it started in 2009, they used to pay 80 cents a kilowatt hour for the power that was being sold back to the grid. Right now, we're paying 40 cents a kilowatt hour for contracts. So basically, prices have dropped on equipment in line with that, where, you know, 3 years ago, you know, a system would be $70,000 to put on the rooftop.
Okay.
So panel prices have been coming down, and the rate that they pay you has been coming down sort of in check with each other. So there is a little bit of a call to action if you're looking at, you know, maximizing how much of an investment you can make in this. The return on your investment's still going to be roughly the same if you do it down the road, but you won't have that opportunity to park as much money, you know, in that one investment, because you're only allowed to do one project per person. So a lot of people right now, we're always busy. You know, we're installing tons of projects this month that were at the last rate. Now the rate has dropped, and then there'll be a whole big flood of people trying to get at this rate before it drops again. So right now they're giving out 30 megawatts of contracts at the current price before it goes down again. So that's about 3,000 residential rooftops that'll be done with panels before they lower what they're paying for the power going in the future.
And let's talk about the fact that there is going to be an open house. The Hayter Group is putting on an open house. It's next month, but it's going to be all inclusive for what the business does.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got the information session on October 29th at the Holiday Inn in Cambridge. But then we've also got a solar and geothermal open house just outside of Cambridge on Spraggs Road. So it's 1107 Spraggs Road, Saturday, November 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's a house where we've got one of the top-of-the-line solar installations there with all black panels that fit nice and flush into the rooftop. And then we've got the basically the highest efficiency geothermal system ever made is installed in that home there. It was, I believe, the first one installed in Canada with a variable speed compressor and a bunch of other bells and whistles that make it the most efficient geo system in Ontario. So if you want to come out and actually see how the equipment works in a real operating setting, okay. That's November 9th, 1107 Spraggs Road in Cambridge.
Okay. We got a phone call here from Stan. How you doing today, Stan?
Good, Neil. Excellent program. And I'd like to ask your guest, just, you know, as technology keeps changing, in other words, we keep producing more from less in terms of input. Has solar technology advanced to the point where you're not going to be able to get any more kilowatt hours out of a certain size? Or will we be able to keep shrinking the size of the solar collector and still getting equivalent or more power out of it?
Yeah, great question, Stan. Absolutely, we are not at the end of the road as far as efficiency goes. Every week you can sign up to sort of industry bulletins, and there will be almost every week or at least every month there's a new posting of somebody who has broken a world record cell efficiency. So right now your average panel that you'll see installed on a roof captures only about, you know, 15 to 20% of the energy from the sun that's actually hitting that. So there's a ton of room for improvement. And now there are cells in, you know, lab scale settings that are converting about 45% of that total sun's energy. So, you know, we're already three times more efficient in the lab setting. It's just getting those to sort of commercial production, getting them on rooftops. But even from 45, we've got a lot further to go up to 100% to get all that, squeeze all that juice out of the sunlight.
So how rapidly is this technology changing? So if I wait a year or two, am I going to benefit by delaying any type of solar application?
Yeah, that's a great question. Specifically in the MicroFit program, there's no benefit in waiting because they keep the prices in line with how much the cost of the equipment is. So they're always aiming for that 10 to 15% return on investment. So if all of a sudden next year a new technology comes out that's twice as efficient, that rate that they're paying for that power is going to be cut in half immediately to sort of compensate for that. But if you're looking at powering your own home or a cottage or something like that where you're not selling that power back to the grid, technology will improve, but it's always been incremental. You think this, we're, most panels on the roof are the same basic, you know, multicrystalline silicon technology that was invented 50 years ago. And it's just been tiny, tiny incremental benefits and changes year over year that squeeze out 1 more percent, you know, 1 more percent of efficiency. So there's,
so we'll be playing the same game that we play with the oil companies, where we should be able to get 100 miles per gallon out of a unit of gas. We can't because it's restricted. So the same game will continue with the solar adaptation or any other type of generated energy.
Well, the goal is with the solar panels. The difference with oil is they're selling you a product that they have to keep selling you because it's an input, right, that you need to keep buying and buying and buying. With the solar technology, the driver is always to get as efficient as possible because the manufacturers want to sell you once. There's no fuel to be sold, so there's no benefit in keeping the price high for you.
That's true, but by the same token, if they make these panels too efficient, then you're not going to be able to make as much money on it. So there is a factor in there that even though they increase the efficiency, we're still going to be paying for it to some degree or more.
Well, thanks for the phone call today, Stan. I'm gonna let you go there. I think the key to what Stan's first question was the fact that the fact that there is these efficiencies. You mentioned that the technology is always improving, which we're seeing not just in the solar industry and in all technology industries. It's getting better, faster, and so on and so forth. It's really what you want to do with it. If you're going to be going to a battery system where you're going to be using the energy that you're producing, that's one thing. But then there's the whole other thing of selling it back to the grid and getting that monthly check.
Yeah, they're two different scenarios, and we always look at them that way. And we had a lot of people contact us looking to go off the grid, and we always put together both sort of proposals for them to see which makes more sense. When it comes to technology, though, it has been marginal increases year over year. There's never that, you know, doubling of efficiencies or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So now we always say now is the time to act, and especially if you look at the actual environmental aspect of it, now really is the time to act. Putting these systems up now versus waiting. It's like waiting to buy a car because you know they're going to be better. There's going to be better technology 5 years from now, 10 years from now. At what point do you just say, this is the right thing to do, let's do it now, and get the panels up there.
Getting your foot in the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about the go back to the geothermal. People hear geothermal may not know exactly what it is. Solar panels, I think it's been around long enough that you kind of understand, you know, you're putting panels up on your roof, the sun hits it, you make money if that's the route you plan to go. But what exactly is geothermal?
Yeah, so geothermal has been around for decades and decades as well. The original technology is over 100 years old, but what it is just moving heat. So it's an industry that's kind of struggling with a name. So they're called ground source heat pumps or geo exchange systems or geothermal. But really all it is just a heat pump, which is something that can pump heat the opposite direction that it normally wants to flow. So you can pump from cold to hot.
Okay.
So basically, same way an air conditioner works, where you take heat from outside in a hot environment, you take from the cold house, you're dumping heat out to a hot environment.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people never really think about how that technology works, that you're taking heat units from a cold and moving them over to a hot, which is not the normal way things flow. But geothermal is basically the exact same technology, except for instead of having a unit sitting outside of your house that's producing heat and dumping it to the air, we've got a coil of loops underneath the ground. So it's a coil of pipes that circulate a fluid that then radiate that heat out to the ground. So then it works in reverse as an air conditioner in the winter months, where you're actually sucking heat out of the ground to then heat your home. So most people's first question is, okay, the ground, yes, 6 feet down, it might be relatively warm compared to the winter storm we're having up above the ground, but it's not hot enough to heat my house. So that's where the compressor and the refrigeration technology comes into play, where you take all that heat from the ground, which is a whole bunch of low quality heat, you run it through the compressor and you compress it into a small amount of high quality heat, which is then pumped through your ductwork and circulates through your house. So you still have that hot air coming out of the vents, even though that's a lot warmer than the air that you're pulling out of the ground.
So it basically squeezes it all together and makes it much, much hotter.
Exactly. So it's the same idea as a bike pump. If you think about that air in that bike pump, mm-hmm. as soon as you hit that and you start squeezing it down, you grab a bike pump after a while, it's nice and hot because you're taking that low quality heat that's spread out, compressing it into a small area. So it increases the heat within that small within that area.
And that's all going to be happening at this open house on November 9th.
Yep, absolutely. So that's the highest efficiency one you can see. About five, for every one unit of energy you put into that system, you get 5 units out of the ground for free.
And that is just both solar and geothermal. Coming up later this month, October 29th, is just the solar panel information session.
That's correct, yeah. So that's a little bit more detailed presentation on the solar on the 29th. And then an in-person, you know, actually getting to see the technology installed out on the field is that November 9th.
How busy are you guys locally? Is this something where you're seeing an increase month over month, more and more people are getting on board?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got 3 different locations. Our head office is down in Alvinston, Ontario, which not too many people have heard of, but you're about halfway between London and Sarnia. And then the Cambridge office here, we've been doing business in Cambridge for the last 2 or 3 years, but just actually started an office only about a year and a half ago in this area. And we've been doing great. North Waterloo, we've probably put in a dozen systems in the last couple of months. You know, the Cambridge area, we've been doing quite well in towards St. George, Paris, Air, those sorts of areas. We've been doing a lot more work. So especially on the solar side, but the geothermal, we've been doing a ton of work too. A lot of people just aren't aware that if you have oil furnace or propane or out any of those, you know, high cost energy sources, you can save over 50% on your heating and up to 70% on your air conditioning by switching over to geothermal. So I think a lot of people, even though we've been doing it for 30 years, still don't know that that option's available for them.
Well, hopefully they've been able to listen in today and enjoy it. Matt McLean from the Hayter Group online, thehaytergroup.com. That's Hayter with a Y in it, H-A-Y-T-E-R. If you want to get them on the phone, 1-877-HATERS with an S at the end, and that's with the Y in it as well. They've got an open house coming up on November 9th. In Cambridge at 1107 Spraggs Road. Of course, there is the Cambridge Info Session. That happens Tuesday, October 29th at 7 o'clock at the Holiday Inn in Cambridge. Matt, thank you so much for coming in and talking solar with me, and we'll let you get back out and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you so much, Neil. I'm actually putting panels up on my roof this afternoon.
Well, there you go. I talked about a symbiotic relationship here, and that's what it is. Ask the Experts continues. It's Neil Adams in for Dave Callender. You're listening to 570 News.